about?
He's about one of the discontented peasantry.
Turn this place into a Democratic Republic. Old peasants vote for you.
Guards, you two, take this peasant to
Iraq.
Almost walks over finally.
Okay.
And he goes up to the peasant. And he, takes him by the shirt and demands, how did you get into were you here to kill the king? How did you get past all the guards? No one can get in and out of the castle without my permission. And the peasant's
going,
"That
tapestry right over there."
What the crap is so?
Monitor turns.
Okay.
And the peasant says, "What?"
And the peasant cowers in fear. And I came in as one of the workers bringing firewood for the coronation.
Okay, take that peasant to, a back room and hold him until he can be, interrogated later. I say, you two guards. If he dies, you die. Two guards.
Yes. Sorry. Lord. All right, so two guards take him away.
Excellent, coronation.
All right, so everybody gets back to their places. So,
before I go forward, I'd like to tell all a parable.
Okay, so listen.
There were two sons. One son went forth, but was an evil son.
The other son stayed home. And performs many great deeds.
So as you talking, you notice a woman, just come in and sort of one of the noble ladies, but she's got a veil on, or most of the other ones don't.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes over and stands in Ionis's party.
Who's Ionis?
Ionis is the guy who's
talked to you about.
The
noble that talked to you about.
And the one brother went forth and was a bad brother, but the other brother who stayed home was a good brother. But when the bad brother came home,
everyone
missed the bad brother because he had not been there.
As you look around, the lady that just came in, she catches your eye and stuff. Seems, rather mysterious and enchanting.
Gold.
You done with her?
I am.
Okay.
Now, let me be coronated.
Whatever, people clap.
This is a brilliant parable. <There we go.
laughs> Corvo's the bag.
Not quite dramatically to the point.
So you start walking, the trumpets are blowing, whatever.
Okay.
But, the girl in the veil, she just seems so...
Will you be my queen, my lady?
I kneel in front of her. You said she was hot, right?
Oh, yes.
Wow, that was rough.
She looks startled, and then turns and runs away.
Catch that woman!
Okay,
stop her!
Alright, so a couple guards go after her.
Okay. She got out of the hall, though?
Yes.
Oh, jeez! We're gonna have guards are gonna get an extreme talking to when this is over. Did you see the woman in a hoop skirt and ran by the entire person? back to my coronation.
Dave Pickering.
Hey, Deb. I am... Can I give you a call back?
Okay.
Probably tomorrow, I would think. Unless it's something important. I'm just here with three other people.
Okay,
well, what time are you going to go to bed? If you guys are going to go to bed late.
I thought we were at least 6 or 8 people.
Okay. Is it okay if I give you a call tomorrow? Oh, yeah. I talked to my real estate lady. She's going to talk to the woman. She doesn't think it'll be a problem.
God, where the hell are you? Okay, so you're coronated. Finally.
Forever.
Eventually you make it across the room.
Who was that woman?
Thomas is obviously right there.
Yeah, that's my my advisor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was putting the card in your hand.
Right.
I do not know, sir.
Oh, very fine. Do we have a spy network?
Sir?
Yes,
that's me. Do we have a spy network?
I do not believe so.
Well, come on.
I could find out.
Why not?
Not meaning spies working against us. Do we employ spies? I assume you would know.
No, we're not.
Okay. Never mind then. I could find out. Do we have any CIA or FBI?
Oh, I could check.
All right. Okay. What's the call you had? Everybody's here. Is that you? Can you king?
Okay.
Now's the time you can make a speech if you want.
Okay.
I thought you already did a speech.
You did a parable beforehand.
I do a victory parable.
Okay.
A parable of good times to come.
Okay. Alright. So Noble seemed happy about that.
You have to spend money to make money, that's what you say.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
After the coronation, was a reception. You know, so you can mill about. People seem to stay away from you. So.
Oh, yeah?
It's okay, so, I mingle anyway.
Hey, if we worked at that, we could, like, hoard them all in one corner.
No.
I can't do it by myself, I'll just go around me.
No, we'll go up to you. And
okay.
We'll congratulate you.
Thank you.
They hope that you will rule long and... And bring prosperity.
Oh, prosperity.
Glory and prosperity.
Yeah, there will.
Wait.
I mingle and be friendly and diplomatic.
Okay.
Make an ice sculpture.
So, you have like.
Oh, who was the woman? She was in whose party?
Talking.
Yep. She was in whose party?
Ionis.
That's the guy who threatened me?
Yeah, you could say that.
I'll.
I have persuasion and I have charm.
Does he have any guards with
charm
him?
Roll, which is intellect plus no presence plus.
Does he have any guards with him?
He has 3 or 4. You know, small retinue. Have guards. Okay, you actually convince a couple people to talk to you. So, you know. And they think, not any of the nobles, but like their daughters or some and stuff.
Okay.
You want me to hang out with you?
Sure.
Well, yeah. Cool. We'll see if they brought you, but I'll repel by me. We'll see what happens.
They seem to ignore you, Dave. They go up, and clean them and stuff.
Hilt? Finger in my hilt?
Okay. Very fine.
So that goes on for like another, couple hours.
Okay.
Food and stuff.
I asked my advisor to have someone figure out who that woman was.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
I'll try to ask around too while I'm mingling.
I'll ask Steve if he could go ask, talk to a peasant.
Oh, the peasant? Go find the peasant?
Yeah.
All right. Go find the peasant. Something I can probably do. He probably won't shun me.
And see if he knows how to rid myself of this horrible curse.
Well, you should get the definition of a curse.
Just the gloom.
Look through the family archives or something and read up on it.
Oh, so, yeah, good point.
You.
Old newspaper.
Don't worry, raccoon.
Raccoon.
Oh my god! Holy crap!
Why do you think
that's so big? He's all cow poop and a calf.
Exactly.
True.
Get lost.
He's big.
Turkey raccoon.
He's a bold one.
Oh, no, not you.
Perhaps he needs it.
Wow.
Raccoons are smart.
Yep.
Because they're vicious, too.
We'll be right back.
On the other hand, you were intrigued by the possum the other night.
He was small.
Possum's the same size as that.
No way.
Yeah, way.
This one's hairy.
No, you find out...
No hair on the face and the tail.
You asking about that girl?
Yeah.
She is Moria, daughter of Ionis.
Okay.
Dave, were you trying to do something?
Did the peasant?
What about the peasant?
Talk to the peasant.
And what do you want to do?
Nature of the curse.
Oh my!
He
might. Okay.
You live in the land.
Okay, make me.
Is it just the freaking weather is the problem?
Do you have any? Okay, first, do you have any sort of persuasion, charm, anything like that?
Oh, sure.
You have the ability
to torture.
I got a sword.
Hey, it's a man.
You could try to command.
You come from the land where the peasants are filled with milk and honey.
Show me some of your milk.
You got my honey.
Yeah, I just got the command.
So...
Tell me
the nature of the curse.
Make a command roll, which is present.
Present form.
That's it.
5 plus 2, 7.
I do not know the nature of the curse, Lionel. It has always been, as far as I know.
No, I mean, what's the definition of the curse?
So you're saying the curse is going on right now. In your mind, what does the curse mean?
The mean to have a curse. This includes the curse. We don't actually know what the freaking curse is. Is it just the weather?
If Lord Corvus is truly one of the cursed, he will soon oppress the people, unite the nobles, and declare a war on a neighboring realm.
That's it? Oh, you just have to not do that. No problem. Did you know that?
And, you know, once he's done with that, then he'll declare one in the next realm and so forth. All
right.
Until he angers them all and they come back and destroy it.
He gets bogged down in a cold place.
And pretty much your request is that he not do this.
Of course.
But if it's really a curse, then he can't do anything about it.
Perhaps he can free himself of the curse.
Do you know where the curse came from?
We have started. The first one? Bloody?
It is. What do you know?
Hey, you have wise peasant pals, right?
He says it is started with Keros.
Started with Keros.
Keros, the first of the line.
The Bloody. Alright.
Some say found a sword that gave him power. Others say he made a pact with a demonic power.
Oh, that's just bunk.
Can you open the door behind you, Dave?
There's a raccoon out there.
Yeah, she'll be alright, though. Well, actually, I'll throw up the door.
What?
Red cat.
What, the electric cat out?
Yeah,
cat out. Kill
the raccoon. Ah, raccoon! Cat food, I'll eat cat.
Let's
see. All right. You've been helpful. You got any wise pals back in the village you come from that know more?
I don't think so.
All right. I'm going to rot right here. You take this out.
I do the coronation thing.
You already did that.
Yep.
Oh, you mean like hobnob after the coronation.
Yeah.
I come back. I come back and tell you. And by the way, you're going to start becoming a horrible despot. That's a curse.
Yeah, I'd say, you know how those guys ended up getting around?
I'll use it for good.
Nope. You already did it, man. You killed a bunch of prisoners.
What?
You're letting the curse happen. You're a horrible despot. That was the curse. You did it.
So the girl was the daughter of the guy that you were talking to earlier.
No.
Okay. Well, let's go investigate the family curse. Their family archives?
Yes.
Yeah, where's the library?
The
private library.
The private library.
So the first one, the bloody guy, was either a demon, made a deal with a demon, or a sword?
I'll check my waist. Did they give me a sword?
Yeah, you have a sword?
Mine or
as part what of the they gave me?
Well, there's a ceremonial sword that goes with the king.
Oh, shit.
Then we get the duplicate made of that thing and you carry the duplicate.
That sounds good.
So do you...
Not that they could actually control.
So you guys go to the library.
I'm a realist.
Like, after the party, you go to the library.
Yeah.
The private one.
Perhaps I could... Blame the father unless she agreed to marry me.
Okay. Get fought. That's all we do.
No, I'll be a despot for good.
I can do this.
Start acting all night.
So do you guys all have...
That would literally be the curse. You feel compelled to be evil? What made you want to kill all those prisoners?
What prisoners?
I don't remember this.
Maybe that's the way they celebrate in this culture. You have to respect their culture.
Oh, I know.
Don't be mad.
You
mad. Draconian. Do you really believe that humans must be free? If they're enslaved, they die? Do you really believe that? Because I have a parable to tell you. The parable involves many a human who was enslaved for generations. None of them just died.
They probably built a wall in China.
But they died on the inside.
Well, that's nonsense. Let me tell you a parable. Explain why that namby-pamby crap never holds up. Died on the inside.
Okay, you're in the library, you can make research rolls.
Research?
There is no research.
Intellect perception?
Computer research.
Yeah. Yeah, intellect plus perception.
Well, wow.
Five.
Okay.
These are bastards.
So then he finds a book,
You know what I did?
Sort of like, you know,
hit a search engine from outside all of that.
Dave finds a book.
History of course.
You don't even believe I did it on my own, do you? You think I used a holodeck? I overwrote some holodeck protocol.
I think you did.
Yeah.
So we know
even what I do.
Can't you read his mind?
Yeah, I did it on my own.
Yeah, but why would I do that?
Filthy. Totally filthy.
I really like that outfit.
All right. So what do you want to know?
You know what I like about the outfit?
God, people.
What do you want to know? Like the origin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like wearing fish.
Yeah.
Followed by, actually, I want to know how to get rid of it.
Stop being cruel.
Marry that woman, that man's daughter, at any cost.
Keros.
Let none stand in
the first ruler of Korath. And Korath was a, you know, a bit of weak province that back in those days, almost 400 years ago, constantly ravaged by the neighbors.
Sexually?
That too. you know, and Keros was pretty much a puppet in charge of the government. You know, he had but, you know, little power himself. But he had great ambitions, and he wanted to bring Korath into one of the major
apparently
powers.
He had six fingers too,
and he could have done this by, you know, working hard and trying to manipulate things behind the scenes.
Not very nice,
but you know, but he wanted to do this, you know, quicker. So instead, he researched black magic, and he performed a ceremony to give him strength to his sword arm, so he might sweep the foes from the planet. Of course, from the planet.
Give strength to his sword arm.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Betcha.
That makes
extra
sense.
Extra finger.
His feet shall be stomped, and all shall tremble.
So, and then the black powers answered him, gave strength to his sword arm, so he could defeat all his enemies. And he pretty much after that, he could almost single-handedly defeat any army. You know, so he had an army himself. Like, really, he did most of the fighting. He just cut down people left and right. You know, it was going to win.
Yeah, first of the monsters born to roll.
You know, but eventually, you know, after he established an empire, the neighbors rose up, you know, the other countries rose up to stand united against him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're eventually, after a long bloody campaign, we're able to defeat them finally. But it is sad, you know. But since then, you know,
you must be good at how your father and brother died.
The lion has been rockfall. The lion has been cursed, such that, you know. First of all, the lion has been cursed, so, you know, it's become, you know, darkly windy. And the other thing is the rulers have been cursed, such that, you know, they almost invariably, you know, someone despotic and cruel, and occasionally one of them, you know, is brilliant and despotic and cruel, and is able to get the powers of the sword of Korra to once again be able to forge an empire. And Keros had that's pretty much it. You know. And usually the queen is in on it the whole way.
Yeah?
I mean, usually the queen fully supports, you know, the each bad rule.
Just say no.
You know.
Oh, so you have to find the queen that wants to support. God, evil assassin. You're your towards the good.
Will you marry me?
No.
Wait a minute. This is my gal.
Oh, wait. Actually, maybe that would work.
Hey! I haven't been able to die for him yet, and you're not going to marry me? What the fuck am I doing here? I did something.
What do I want to marry you for?
Because it says, don't you have a hot for him, too?
Just a little bit.
You're just a guard.
Just a guard?
And, you know, there's some pictures, you know, of Keros and his bride, and, you know, various kings and stuff.
They all wearing veils?
And,
good question.
Strangely, you know, all the whole line, all the kings, and actually all the queens, they look very close to the same. So all the kings look like you.
All right.
And all the queens look like, well, the same.
As?
Well, you have
a view.
Yeah,
oh, all the queens look the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
So all you got to do is marry somebody that doesn't look like that.
All the queens look the same as each other. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Inbreeding. There's the problem.
Rampant.
Do you have the feeling that I proposed to the queen earlier today?
I got that feeling.
And
yeah.
She ran off.
I could marry
Maybe
you.
Maybe she wants to help break the curse, too.
I could marry you. I don't look anything like her. Maybe she's a demon. What's the deal with?
Well,
dark forces.
I feel as if it's my destiny to marry that dark queen.
So,
break the cycle.
Say no.
It's like 8-7 speaking. You've been at this for a few hours. You don't weave right.
Hey, you got recent stuff about the brother's guy.
Yeah.
Brother's father died.
We should look into that a little bit more. So what was going on? Why were they out running around? How'd they get caught in a rock slide? What happened?
They were just inspecting the mines.
All of them at the same time?
Yeah.
The entire royal line.
Uh-huh. And this was the old decrepit mines and it just happened to collapse?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I see. What province?
Was the old king... Was the old king opposed to going to war?
There were rumors that...
Advisor guy?
Let me see. I'm trying to figure out how you're going to get this information. So you're going to ask the...
Advisor guy.
King, forget his name. Korok. Was relatively more popular with the people than the usual.
Than
with the nobles.
Okay. So the nobles didn't like him.
Offed him. Probably because he didn't marry the woman.
Did he? You know...
Oh, but see, his wife died early in... So maybe that's why he didn't go on a rampage.
She was influenced by the evil women.
Yeah.
Of course, here, you're being all evil without a woman.
What?
I did not.
You weren't even freaking yet.
I did not.
That just happened.
That's without my knowledge. Marry her, she didn't give you any, and get all depressed and just kill people.
This happened once, I've seen this happen.
It sounds like
no matter how much you want, you know what? Get married to somebody else and have her on the side. Ten on the side.
No hand motion on the side.
Slide. Okay.
So, we can ask peasant boy if he's still around somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
What was the popular opinion?
Oh, Ben, you know, if you take me outside.
Yeah, you are.
People generally liked him. And
the king was a benevolent ruler who loved the people.
Okay, that explains why they're not favored.
So if he was a benevolent ruler and he loved the people, how come everybody is so miserable?
Because the economy is really bad.
Fair enough.
And we're still taxed by the nobles. I mean, the king doesn't have too much, can't do too much about that. Because, you know, he's got some direct...
Perhaps I should hold some sort of a noble court and then set fire to them.
Sure, that'll work. The second noble congress.
I think we should find out if that chick looks like all the other queens, though.
Seems likely.
Yep.
Let's send a note to that man and have him summon his daughter.
I am assistant to know back, so your next daughter is here.
See, that kind of crap. He's the first one. Make him an example.
Would it be despotic to kill the noble?
Well, actually, the curse is you become despotic and you ally with the nobles and make the lives and attack other people. So if you ally with the peasants, you would not be doing the curse deed. So killing off nobles, not part of the curse.
Yeah. You said it yourself. Peasant boy? let's meet with that noble. I'll summon that noble.
Right, Iona's right.
Let me stand behind him. Take him
I'll ask him.
Summon me, my lord?
Yeah, explain to me your daughter.
My daughter?
She's complicated. She likes that.
She is.
She likes the cars or the carriages. The carriages that go boom. She's either Tigra or Bunny, and she likes the rules.
She is but an impulsive young woman who does not know what she wants.
I will.
Sunshine on my shoulder. And one who all of us should not have come to the ceremony.
Why shouldn't she have come?
Well, they invited.
Women aren't allowed.
You know how that is.
Kill all the nobles.
You get attack on this one? Oh, yeah.
Well, where are the,
Hey, let's go get one of those paintings that your daughter looked like that.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, but, are there any drawings that aren't in a big painting form of what any of the wives look like?
That are not in the
picture. Yeah, like I
hope you'll pull out a wall and show a picture of his kid.
It can be in a book, you know, and we'll cut out that one face and not have the king with her.
Yeah.
Say, does this look like your daughter?
Yeah, we can do like.
Okay.
You know,
I'll ask you to
cut out a part of a case. Yeah,
go find one of those.
Okay.
Find one of those.
Okay, if you find one, you can
face the book. I'll try to figure out
why research is so difficult for some people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll try to figure out what he wants me to do.
I'm literally defacing it.
Puzzles are. They are bleeding. Right. That's a normal tunnel.
But you want me to rally the country. Correct?
Yeah.
Against an external foe.
Yeah, that's just declare war.
Nation at war.
I need.
Say the. You know, you can come out and make a big speech about how this is all necessary. We will raise our levies and raise an army. For you to lead. To victory, glory. Well.
Okay.
Overall, we're
making a lot of friends.
Fair enough.
Say that because you're here.
Does this look like your daughter?
No, sir. At this point, everybody can make.
Is he lying?
Empathy? Well, you got to respect the empathy.
So the idea was that she tore the daughter or the wife out of a book. You know, so it wasn't clear that.
Right, that word just came.
That crazy perception.
If anybody has got anything, empathy.
Nope.
Or.
Nope.
guess you're going to be good for this coup.
I'm hoping so. Golf rule.
You need to roll.
Is it like Kasonic still?
Yeah.
Alright, so it's, Psy plus...
Hey, are you able to...
Focus.
Oh, irony indeed. I can't tell whether you're able to see through the holodeck. In any holodeck, you should be able to tell that it's not really a holodeck, that it's not real, really real.
Right.
But, I can't ask you.
Right. Why?
Because...
Out of character?
Well, no, not only that, but you telling me, no, no, it's real. I can't believe that.
Why not?
Because yeah. It could be part of the holodeck.
Oh, okay.
You're lying to his voice, that's why.
Everybody knows that. That is always secret monsters.
It's medical science and psychology. You can do that.
I have that.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, whichever one you want. Medical sciences would be an intellect plus perception roll.
What a crappy roll.
Actually, that's probably easier than you.
Oh, is it? I'll roll that then. Yeah. If it's easier.
Yeah, easier number. So, you'll need a 6.
8.
So, you know, when he's showing the picture and he says that's not his daughter, he's lying.
Okay.
You can tell.
He's lying.
I'm not, sir. How do you listen to this foreign woman?
And if it
obviously turns, has no skill.
If it turns out that you are lying, and that this is either your daughter or looks very, very, very much like your daughter, what should happen to a nobleman for lying?
To his king.
Yeah. Are you claiming? Let me ask this more clearly. Are you claiming that this is not your daughter, or this does not look very
not
similar
look like
to your daughter? Is that because your daughter only wears a veil?
You never seen one.
No, it does not look like my daughter.
Excellent, perfect. You can marry his daughter.
No, he stole it.
You just
stole
it.
Yep.
You think, you know, eventually
you
figure it out.
I swear, it is the truth.
So, let's discuss this. Do you approve of my your daughter and I marrying?
This very day.
It would be unwise.
Why? Because of the curse.
Because of the curse.
Wait, I thought he'd be encouraging the curse.
Is there a curse in your family that every once in a while there's a daughter who is born who looks just like this, marries the king, and then he becomes a despot?
No, sir.
What is the curse of your family?
There is no curse in my family. But I know that the queens of Korath almost all invariably go mad.
And they also all look a lot like this.
Or they only
I would that. Not know.
Really?
Well, yeah. I don't think he would.
Okay, but he'd know if his daughter looked like that.
He'd know hearsay. Well, yeah, he would know if his daughter looked like that.
Did, how many queens all look like this?
All of them.
So, including my dad's queen, who was around last week. No.
No.
She was around when I was
two.
Yeah.
Two. So, 20 years ago.
She probably went nuts.
She looked pretty old.
Oh, your dad?
No, this guy.
Like 10 years old. I mean, yeah. Actually.
Is he old enough to remember his mom?
Yeah.
So does your daughter look like his mom?
I think
your face is my butt.
He's not that stupid, is he?
No.
Your mother was a beautiful one. But I'm afraid my daughter
does this look like his mom?
It does look somewhat like the one.
So you're just hoping to save your daughter from
going mad,
insanity.
Hey.
Of course. One does not want their own offspring to go mad.
You should never marry your mother.
But if that's the price you have to pay for him to go mad and start a war.
I do not think the curse has anything to do with the queen. It only affects her.
Okay. So we should have a... Could you please leave us for a moment?
The woman?
I don't think so.
Pause.
What you talking about with it?
Why don't you tell her while we're paused? Why are you telling her to leave?
Stay in character. Resume.
No! I can still ask you.
Why?
I need to discuss something with my noble.
Alright.
Alright. So, we need to call
it. These two guys are gone.
We need yes.
Okay.
We need
to call both of us.
Yeah.
I'll go out with her.
Yeah, we need to call a secret noble council to figure out how to declare war on whatever it's Anomalia.
I'm gonna spy on them for the wall.
Okay, now, bro. The curse
of course not.
How long will it take you to gather the nobles?
Half an hour.
Oh. What time is it right now?
It's like 10 p.m.
What day?
It's the same day as the coronation. Second day you've been here.
Okay. Tomorrow night at midnight. I go.
Then bring your mask.
Bring your mask. gather in the blah 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 chamber.
Okay.
Kill them all?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know.
How many nobles are there?
Look at those.
Okay. All right. We will be taking a blood oath.
With blood wine.
Right.
Right. Yep. Okay. So.
Yeah. All right.
And will there be any who...
Won't show.
We won't show.
All the nobles will support.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Brilliant.
You know, as
well, they're all in the blah blah blah.
I always
kidnap all their kids. Hold them hostage. Walk
past them. Past you guys. Looks kind of smug at Donald.
Looks what?
Kind of smug at me.
Yeah.
I should trip him.
With your mind?
Well, you could pause it. Put your foot right in front of him.
Except, and unpause. Except he doesn't exist. I trip him.
Try to trip him.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, it's really easy to trip him.
Tempting.
Really easy to trip him. Pause. Put your foot in front of him. Unpause.
Resume.
Okay, what was that all about?
Well, the nobles are all meeting tomorrow at 11:30.
Oh, yeah?
It was 11:30, wasn't it?
He said midnight.
Oh, midnight.
Why? You have to take them all out?
They're all going to be in the same room. We either find out how the curse is done, or I'm afraid that I'll have to wage war on your country of Sinomblia.
Why is that?
Let us leave this chamber.
Oh,
you want to avoid the curse? Hotel, you're doing everything you can to follow
the curse. We ride to the source of the accident.
All right, let's go.
All right, we get outside the castle walls. I say, no, it's so I can betray them all. Perhaps they were listening. Perhaps the walls have ears.
That's right, there's magic around. I forgot about that. It doesn't exist, but I don't believe it exists, but it does.
Yeah. So all of the people will come together. They're, of course, wearing masks, so I will not know that they're all dead. And then they will be killed.
Huh? The whole, they're all
dead. Wow. You are a bloody death bug.
Yeah, but he's... But, he's,
but they might have the information you need.
What information?
How to kill the curse.
Oh, yeah.
You tell all the nobles, the curse is taken care of, because this is definitely not within the parameters of the curse.
No, I'm just going to imprison the nobles.
Oh, okay.
And then rally the people. And then we'll figure something out.
Okay.
So, let's check out the accident site. Is it near here?
In some of it.
Oh, okay, never mind. We return back. After having learned it several days.
We rewrite it so it's closer.
Okay.
So is this for today?
The peasants, are they revolting?
Oh,
yeah, I guess that's it. Okay. If you go back to your rooms, go to sleep.
And then, if I get a nocturnal visitor,
so then,
yep.
Gosh, not your name. Marco. So Corvus is, you lying in bed, trying to go to sleep, when you hear a voice. Oh, actually, yeah, it's a whisper. A whisper scene.
Join us.
And make a willpower roll, which is willpower.
Just willpower. You like strong willed.
Yeah, I've got strong will.
Presence plus willpower. That will give you strong will. Can just gives you
a brain or something.
Either that.
Strong will doesn't help me rolling and gets
either
taking over my mind.
Well, either. Well, let's see. Yeah, it does. But
what would help?
Okay.
You got it.
You will.